Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord.
Amen.
As we come into Thy presence, Lord, as New Jerusalem Church, we praise Thee and we worship Thee and glorify Thee, Lord. For Thou art God, by Thy word Thou hast created all things. And we are made and created and fashioned in Thine own image. We thank You, Lord, for sending Thy Holy Spirit inside us. We thank You for washing us pure with the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank You for calling us Your sons and daughters. And as Thy word says, I will walk in them and I will move among them. And I will be their God and they shall be My people. We thank You, Lord, for providing us everything physical, spiritual, emotional, and everything that we need in our three dimensions, Father. We worship Thee, we worship Thee, we worship Thee. Unto You be the honor, unto You be the riches, unto You be the power. And we fall down before Thy throne with the 24 elders and the millions of cherubims and seraphims and angelic saints and those that have gone before us, Father, in glory. And we worship Thee, for Thou art God. We commit the nations unto Thee, Father, that You may reign them with Thy power and the rod, hallelujah, of Thy authority. Bless Thy church, Lord, as we worship Thee. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise You, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The topic of today's message is, who is majority? The topic, who is majority? Romans 8 verse 31 onward says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, in other words, if God is on our side, who can be against us or resist us or overcome us? God the Father, who did not even withhold or spare His own Son, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Jesus Christ up for us all, how shall He, our Heavenly Father, not with Him also freely give us all things? This verse says, if God is on our side, there is no one in the universe that can come against us. Because God gave us His best, His most valuable treasure, which is Jesus Christ, His Son, He will definitely give us everything else freely through Jesus Christ. And then the Bible tells us in Romans 8:33, there is no one that can accuse God's chosen people, because God is the one that justifieth them. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It will backfire, because God is the one that justifieth. The Bible tells us, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise up against thee shalt thou condemn. When someone comes to accuse the people of God, the church of the living God, it will turn backwards and the church will actually turn around and condemn them, and they will be judged by the church and found guilty. When anyone raises their hands against the children of God, they are not raising their hands against the children of God. They are raising their hands against Almighty God. And God will not hold them guiltless. That's why the Bible says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that can condemn the children of God? It is Christ that died. He has risen again. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Jesus Christ is at the right hand of God, and He is speaking, and He is operating as a high priest and our attorney on our behalf, and praying for us, and making intercession for us. And verse 31 says, 37, Romans 8, chapter 37 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Because of the love of Jesus, whether it's in our job, whether it's in our finance, whether it's in our health, whether it's in eternity, whether it's in our emotions, we are victors, we are conquerors. Because the Bible tells us, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, because Jesus Christ loves us with eternal love, and the love that He has towards us, the Church of the Living God, cannot be measured. It is higher than the distance between the lowest part of this universe and the highest part of this universe, the most western part of this universe and the most eastern part of this universe. The love of Christ passeth all understanding and is above all human dimensions that can be calculated. It is infinite. That's how much God loves us. So in these last days, as people think, majority means mathematical numbers, we need to redefine to the people of this world what exactly is majority. Just because a guy has a million ants with him, little bitty ants, fire ants, he doesn't become majority. Majority depends on the power, authority, and strength of the numbers. For example, 10,000 people with the pocket knife are not going to be equal to one person with a machine gun. The same way, majority is not a mathematical reality, but depends on who has Jesus, because the invisible army is with us, not with them. We stand tall, no demons can make us fall. When we move forward, enemy falls backward. Nothing can stop us. Infinite power is in Jesus. At Christ's feet all knees shall bow. No one can resist God above. A product cannot resist the manufacturer, nor a lump of clay shake fist at the Creator. God, who created galaxies by His word, will protect His sheep like a shepherd his herd. The trumpet will sound so we can fly in a cloud far above the moon, 'cause Jesus is coming soon. Even Lady Ocasio Cortez, by the people elected, is constrained and bridled by God's two hands. She cannot resist God's angelic bands. May this be a lesson to all who think, because they are in power or in authority or are elected by the people, they can do whatever they want. Go back and read history. People who thought they can do anything they want and who assumed that their power was limited have rotted in the graves. Nebuchadnezzar, Belteshazzar, Darius, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, the pharaohs, the powerful pharaohs, and all who tried to bring ungodly devices to reign in USA and the rest of the world are dead in the graves and motionless, and most of them have gone to the lake of fire, where they are very much alive, regretting their actions and regretting that they came against the Church of the Living God and Almighty God. But it's too late to repent, because repentance has to happen when we are alive on planet Earth. There is one life given, it will soon be passed. Only what is done for Jesus Christ will last. So therefore, majority does not depend on how many people are there, but majority depends on who represents the numbers. The Bible tells us, greater are they that are with us than they that are with them. It is not talking about numbers. It is talking about power. God and His angelic army is with us, and their power is limitless. We may look feeble, we may look small, but what happened thousands of years back will happen. The mighty army represented by Goliath, about 10 feet tall, about 800, 900 pounds. His spear was as big as the beam in a house. And David, by the power of Almighty God, killed him with a single rock. That rock is Jesus Christ and the Church of the Living God, because Jesus said, upon this rock, the same rock that David used to slay Goliath, will I build my church. The same rock that will one day wipe out all the kingdoms of this earth and the golden statue which man has set up. The same rock that will wipe out the European Union and the Roman Empire revived, that represents the Tower of Babel. That rock will strike that tower of 21st century Tower of Babel, and it will crumble to powder. That rock is Jesus Christ and the Church of the Living God, unto whom the kingdom and authority and power has been given. Upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't care how many witches, how many devils, how many people come against the Church of the Living God. The Church of the Living God will overcome all of you. Because with us is God Almighty, with us is Jesus, and we will fix this nation, USA, and the rest of the world. For from the rising of the sun, even down to the going down thereof, the name of Jesus Christ will be exalted and will be the greatest in this world, and no one in this universe is stopping us. Hallelujah! So don't waste your time attacking President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence and the Church of the Living God, because you will lose your battle against the Church of the Living God, against the saints of the Most High. A doll cannot go to the manufacturer and say, I'm going to kill you. That's how powerless creation is before God Almighty. Now, there's an interesting verse in the Bible, in Malachi 3:6. And that verse says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. See, the situation in our workplace may change. Our environment may change. Suddenly there might be a hurricane forecast, and then an earthquake, and there might be a tsunami. Our environment can change. Our family can change. Our country can change. The political situation can change. There may be wars and rumors of wars, and the world may change. The military environment can change. But God says, I am the Lord. I do not change. I am the same yesterday and today and forever. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, you sons of Jacob, will not be consumed. The fire can come, the flood can come, anything can come, they can throw you in the furnace that is heated 3000 degrees Celsius, and still the flame will not have authority over you, because I am God. I do not change. I am in favor and love my children, and nothing can come against them. But why God calls us sons of Jacob? Why didn't He call us children of Abraham, or children of Isaac, or children of David? Why Jacob? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob will not be consumed. The famine might come, the flood might come, the problems might come. Your bank balance might go down to a penny, but you won't be consumed. I will rain manna from heaven. I will split the rock and feed you with water. You will eat angels' food. I will provide everything for you. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord. I am in authority of the entire universe. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Nothing can come against you. Nothing can overcome you. Because I, the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the galaxies and the universe, who has unlimited, infinite power, is with you. So why Jacob? Ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So in order to understand why God calls us the sons of Jacob, we have to go back to Genesis 32, verse 26 to 29. And Jacob said, oh no, Jacob didn't say, God said to Jacob, and God said, and he said, let me go, Jacob, for the day breaketh. And Jacob said, no, I won't let you go, God. Now that I've caught you, God, I won't let you go unless you bless me. Genesis 32:26 talks about the power of prayer. When we are in crisis and we pray to God, of course, we need to pray to God all the time, not just when we are in crisis. But this time, Jacob was in crisis. His brother was coming with 400 armed men to destroy him and kill him and his family. And he knew there was going to be a lot of bloodshed if God didn't intervene. So he sent his family before him with presents for his brother, so he may possibly see the presents and change his mind about killing them. And Jacob was praying all night unto God and said, God, please don't allow me and my family to be killed. You are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Don't allow me to be killed by my brother Esau. And as the sun started rising up, God told Jacob, you're holding me real tightly. I need to go. The sun is coming up. I need to go. I have work to do, Jacob. And Jacob said, no, I am not going to let you go, God. Now that I finally got you, I'm not going to let you go, except you bless me. And God said to him, what is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And God said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but your name from now on shall be Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked God and said, tell me, I pray thee, what is thy name? Here's a man who actually asked God, what is his name? And God said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? God didn't tell him what his name is. And he blessed him there. God blessed Jacob. But this is what God told about Jacob. Your name is no more Jacob, but Israel. For you have power with God and with men and have prevailed. God has instituted prayer to where we can have power with God and with men and prevail. We don't have to worry about what is happening on this earth or what's happening in this universe. We are God's children. If my child comes to me and hugs me and say, Daddy, please, I want you to buy me that thing that is so useful for me, Daddy, that jigsaw puzzle of that train, so I can know how to build a train, Daddy. I said, well, you know, it's too expensive. It's about $45. But the baby keeps pressing me, hugging me, kisses me on my face. Say, Daddy, Daddy, please, please, please. And Daddy said, I told you. Well, finally, Daddy's going to say, okay, my child, my daughter, fine. I might have to work a little overtime to make up the money, but I'm going to buy that for you. And he just goes on the internet and he orders it. And the child gets that awesome educational jigsaw puzzle, which she always wanted. So God is not an object in the universe. God is not someone that is unreachable. God is our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And that's why we pray, our Father who art in heaven. So the people of this earth need to be scared of the Church of the Living God. Because if we pray, our prayer will shake God's hand. And God's hand will shake the entire universe. God is on our side. If we pray, the entire army of the devil will have fire coming down from heaven and consuming them, because the power that we have with God is infinite. God is not only with us, but he does everything that we ask according to his will. That's why we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And the Holy Spirit that is within us says, yes, he is your Father. Ask him. And we pray, his will be done. And God's power is going to be manifested on this planet in these last days. One more time, God's revival is going to sweep this world. God's church is going to be established all over the world. People say, oh, it's getting very filthy, it's getting very dark. That's exactly what Isaiah 60 says. Gross darkness will cover the entire world. But the light of the glory of the Lord will be seen upon thee. And God's power will be manifested all over the world. So why are we called sons of Jacob? Because, like Jacob who became Israel, we have power with God through prayer. And we have overcome through prayer God and man. What does overcome mean? That means because of Jesus Christ, God will do anything that we ask that is good for us according to his will. If the enemy comes against us and we pray to God and say, Lord, we want to worship thee and these people, the army has surrounded us, there will be fire from heaven and they will be consumed. Because the Bible says, allow my people to worship me. If you stop my people from worshiping me, then I will kill you and your firstborn. Is that what happened? That's what happened. Pharaoh refused to allow Israel to worship God. And what happened? First, God killed Pharaoh's son, firstborn. And then God killed Pharaoh and his army. So the Bible tells us, he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of my eye. Can anyone go and touch God's eye? They cannot even go close to the son that was created by God. That is impossible. That is why the Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Referring to God, the powerful Almighty God. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He shall not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel, which is referring to the Church of the Living God, shall neither slumber nor sleep. God doesn't sleep. God doesn't even wink his eye. His eyes are constantly upon us to protect us and provide for us. God is Almighty. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of our God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, the church of the living God. The church shall not be moved. God will help the church. God is with us.
Amen.
We will win the victory. Everybody in the church of the living God, New Jerusalem, will win the victory. And the trumpet will sound. And we will be whisked away and gather at the throne of God. And we will come back with Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Ghost and reign over the earth. Therefore, we should not get concerned or upset or bored with the daily routine that we have. We get up in the morning, go to work, come back, take rest, take care of the family, get up in the morning. In this daily routine that we are doing, let us not give up, because this daily routine has been instituted by God in a perfect environment. Adam did the same thing. Even before he was formed, he was working from morning to evening. And he came back in the evening and rested. Even so, this is a routine. It might be that we are very busy doing the Lord's work or worshiping Him. And any time during this daily routine, as we gather as the church of the living God, the trumpet will sound. And all over the world, all the chosen of God that are joined to the church of the living God, New Jerusalem Church, will be raptured into His throne. There shall be one body and one fold and one shepherd. My sheep hear My voice and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life. My Father which gave them to Me is greater than all, and no one can pluck them out of My Father's hand. That's the words of Jesus. He will feed His shepherd. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will feed His sheep like a shepherd. He will feed His church. He will protect His church. And the lions and the bears and the wild animals and the coyotes cannot touch His sheep. Our God is with us. Thanks be to God, which causeth us always to triumph and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. We have read the beginning of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And we have read the last book of the Bible, grace, mercy, and peace from God and our Father be unto the church of the living God. The Spirit and the church, the bride, say, come. Behold, I come quickly. Jesus Christ is coming soon. We have the victory. The disciples saw Him ascend to heaven in a cloud to the right hand of God the Father. He will come back in midair, and we will be caught up, and we will be seated with Him on the thrones. Even as He overcame and is set down with the Father on His throne, Jesus Christ, God the Father and the Holy Spirit, will do everything for us. They even teach us to pray. They even pray through us. God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Therefore, don't waste your time. Give your life to Jesus. He is the only true God. Worship Him. May God bless these words and strengthen us.